Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to make increasingly better choices.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And this is another episode brought to you by a Twitter storm from Heaton, right? Heaton, your Twitter has been on fire the last few days. At least I really appreciate it. And you asked this, you had a few tweets about making increasingly better choices in life and kind of a little bit of a framework. And you got a lot of responses. So I want to just unpack this topic of making good choices or better choices on the podcast, kind of share how you think about this, add my two cents, and hopefully help people to improve when it comes to their choice-making abilities.
Yeah, sounds good. It was yesterday at like 6 p.m. So it was like, you know, recently from when we were recording. This is not when the podcast will be released. And I wrote, our choices dictate our reality. Find ways to make increasingly better choices each day. And it got me thinking. And the reason is, like, I went on to just talk about basically the idea that when you make a choice, you're really making a decision. And when you do that, you should ask yourself, is it coming out of fear or trust? And an example I gave is the idea of the fear of missing out and how a lot of choices that we make and decisions we make are out of missing out on something. So we just go with a decision because we think if we don't, we're going to miss out on something. And, you know, that was it. It wasn't a long one or anything. And then I came to the basically point of just saying, basically, I felt like I needed to answer the question of like, well, okay, you're saying I shouldn't do it out of fear, then, and you're saying trust is a better method. How do I make a decision coming from trust versus coming from fear? And basically, my answer to that is just like, when you make a decision or are considering making a decision, whatever the decision is that you're leaning towards or wanting to make, figure out why. Make sure it's not fear. And a lot of it has to do with trusting yourself. So here's the thing, like, if you're making a decision out of fear, it's coming from a lack of trust. Fear is a lack of trust, right? Like, if you fear that you're going to cross the street and get run over, you don't trust yourself to cross the street.
You don't trust yourself, yep.
Right? So, that was it. It was just a rant. It was a quick rant last night because, like, I was thinking and I was like, you know, this decision-making thing really bugs me in general. Like, I think people tend to make poor decisions when they make them out of fear.
All right. So I love everything you said, right? So let's unpack this a bit further. And so I think that, well, one thing that's important is asking the question of like, why am I making the choices I'm making, or why have I made the decision that I've made? Like, what's my rationale? What is the emotional state of mind that I'm making this decision out of, right? So I think that that's something that most people, this is basically a stepping back and evaluating the decision maker as well as the decision. Right? So evaluating yourself, you know, and why and how you're making the decision you're making, as well as the decision. I think most people, we tend to just be ourselves, not step back. And so when we think about making a choice or a decision, we're just thinking, what is the right choice? What is the right decision? What is the best decision? And oftentimes, honestly, especially when it's emotionally hard ones, best really to me often translates into most convenient, right? Or the one that right. I'm most happy about. How can I make a choice that I'm going to feel happy about? How can I make a decision that will feel good and feel easy to me? It's not really, like, emotionally, a lot of times, we're not really looking for what is the right thing to do. We're looking for what is the right and convenient thing to do. And if we can't find convenient, we keep looking for solutions, right? Well, I can't find the right choice here. I can't make the decision what to do. Why? Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know what the right decision is. It's just oftentimes we really know. It's not that difficult rationally, but emotionally it's really challenging because we're looking for something that will make us feel comfortable going with, right? We're looking for a choice that is comfortable. And unless it's not comfortable, we keep looking, right? Or we keep going back and forth between choices. So I think the stepping back and really analyzing, what is my state of mind? What are the emotions that I'm feeling right now? What is the emotional state that I'm looking for when making this decision? Am I looking for comfort? Am I looking for security? Am I looking for excitement? Am I looking for easiness and ease, right? Is the right decision? I'll tell you, I had a a decision made, in the beginning of this year, and I knew a very specific thing about it. But if I pulled through with it, I knew it would have been incredibly inconvenient to me. Like, I basically was like, I know whatever, like, option A is the right option, but I also know option A is going to be very uncomfortable to me because it requires me to change in all these ways. I don't want to change. The thing I didn't do, and the mistake I'm not making as much today, is I didn't look for an option B or C or D, right? I didn't try to look for something that's more convenient. But the mistake I still made was that I still was standing in front of option A, door option A, and was like, I know I need to do this, but I'm not ready right now. I'm going to do this tomorrow. And then the next day I was like, not quite ready yet, but I'm getting there and I know I need to do this. And then it just took me a bit of like kicking it down the road until it was finally like, fuck it, I need to go through the store and like kick the door down and walk through it and make the changes. And then it felt great. And then I still looking back, I'm like, why did it take me all these weeks versus doing it immediately? That sucks, right? That's something I definitely want to improve. But I think asking yourself of like, what is the emotional state I'm looking for when making this decision is a weird question, but I think can be enlightening if it's like fear, right? Is it that I'm trying to not be afraid anymore? Am I trying to not feel left out anymore? Am I trying to feel comfortable or relaxed or not worried? Like, what is it that I'm trying to feel when making this decision? And that feeling that we're seeking for can be an indicator or signal for, you know, maybe going down the wrong path or looking for the wrong thing in terms of how you make choices. One question that I had for you on this tweet storm that I was wondering about is, because I asked myself this question, I was like, you know, am I making increasingly better choices each day, right? And when I asked myself this question, I didn't have an instant answer, which made me believe probably no, right? I think if I said, do I make increasingly better choices every year, I'd be very confident. I'd be like, yes. Right. I'm pretty confident every year. Like when I look back a year from now in certain ways of how I made decisions, how quickly I moved on things, I've grown and I can point to specific examples where I'm making better choices today, but not daily, not weekly, not monthly. And it's even weird the way I track this, right, is kind of wishy-washy. So I was just wondering to see, do you have any kind of methodology? Or how do you think about even tracking if you're making better choices in life, if you're getting better in your decision-making and choice-making process? Like, how do you know if you're progressing there?
Yeah, man, look, there's this thing called metacognition, which means like you're thinking about thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the only way I've found for myself to get better at decision-making, you know, some people would say, oh, you make a decision and you see what happens. Like, did it work out or not? Right? And then that's one way to figure out if you made a good decision or not, is you look at, okay, I made a decision. Was it a good one? And then you make sure on every decision, trying to figure out, how do I determine whether it's a good decision or not? Right? That's one way to do it. What I found is like, I want to get better at decision making in the moment of making a decision more than I want to get better at decision making after I make a decision. And so I just think about what you just said. I think about thinking. So I think about, why am I making this decision? I think about, what's the emotion behind this decision? I think about that a lot. And I don't mean I spend a lot of time on it. I just mean that like when I'm going to make a decision, I think about it, right? And I make sure that like I even think about things like, is this a decision I can't undo? Mm. Or is this a decision I can undo? Because if I can undo it, why am I even thinking about it? Why don't I just do it? I mean, another way to look at it too is like, I think, you know, when you put this in a business lens or organizationally, are people making decisions that just don't matter?